If you've ever found yourself spiraling down a late night rabbit hole of what am I meant to do and why haven't I found it yet? And let's be honest, who hasn't? Then you're in the right place. I'm Teresa White, career clarity expert and 5-time certified career coach, and I'm here to help you navigate the question of how to find a career that truly lights you up. On Career Clarity Unlocked, we're all about those light bulb moments. I'm talking to people who are still trying to figure out what they're meant to do, coaching them live to reach that magical, yes, this is it moment. And we'll also hear from those who've already found their dream careers and figure out exactly how they did it. Whether you're looking for inspiration or actionable advice on finding a career you love, I've got you covered. Time to unlock some career clarity. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Career Clarity Unlocked. Today, we're tackling something most of us can agree on, the job search struggle. It's real, it's exhausting, but does it really have to be? Not today. Today, we're going to dive into how to make the search feel less like a grind and maybe even just a bit fun. I'm going to be breaking down creative strategies aligned with your spark type, what makes you come alive, to help you search in a way that feels more authentic and more energizing. So no more forcing yourself into endless online applications or awkward networking that seems to be so draining. Instead, we're flipping the script to make it feel natural, meaningful, and way more enjoyable. Stick around and let's turn that job hunt into something you might even look forward to. If you are not yet familiar with the Spark Type Assessment, I highly encourage you to start by listening to my episode 18, that is episode 18 on the Career Clarity Unlocked podcast, to get familiar with what the Spark Type Assessment is and also gain a deeper insight into your own Spark Type. I also recommend, if you have not done so yet, to go to sparkytype.com/assessment to take this free 10-minute assessment. I'm a huge fan of this assessment and this tool, and it has changed my life and changed the life of so many of my clients. Now, once you took the Sparkytype assessment, you will receive a primary, a shadow, and an anti-Sparkytype. And there are 10 possible Sparkytypes: the maven, the maker, the scientist, the essentialist, the performer, the sage, the warrior, the advisor, the advocate, and the nurturer. Today, I'm going to share 2 creative ways of how each of those archetypes can lean into a way to job search that is more aligned with who they are. We're going to get started with the maven. Mavens are all about learning. They have this lifelong desire to learn, to know, to keep going, to become wiser, and being fueled by a near primal drive to know more. Now, how can we tap into this love for learning, into this natural curiosity in our job search? Honestly, curiosity is one of your best gifts in finding your next role. So, how about conducting informational interviews? Informational interviews provide an excellent opportunity to gain insights about specific roles, industries, companies. It's all about learning. And by connecting with professionals in the field that you're targeting, you can ask questions about their career path, daily responsibilities, challenges, and industry trends. This allows for in-depth learning about the skills, tools, and certifications most valued in a role, and the opportunity to learn about company culture from an insider's perspective. Preparing for these interviews also requires researching the individual's background, the company, and the industry. This is all about researching and learning and gathering information. Another thing you can do as a maven, if you love to learn, you can take this curiosity to researching company culture and on Glassdoor or LinkedIn for companies that you're interested in. Investigating company culture on Glassdoor, LinkedIn, or other sources provides you with a deep insight into the values, work environment, and employee experiences at companies that you're interested in. And this research can help you better understand which organizations are aligned with your values and work preferences, while also giving you key information to tailor your applications and interview responses to reflect your cultural fit. And if you want to take it a step further, set up Google Alerts for companies you're interested in to stay updated and keep pursuing that research and following your curiosity. The next archetype to touch on is the maker. Makers are all about the process of creating. In the Spark body of knowledge, the maker is described as creation being the thing that gets them out of bed in the morning. As a maker, you're most alive and engaged when you can start with an idea, then turn it into something that exists in this world. How can we use this tool in our job search? How about creating a LinkedIn post or a LinkedIn article? You can write a thoughtful LinkedIn post or article, and that allows you to showcase your insights, knowledge, personality while engaging with your network. You can create content that reflects your expertise, your opinions, industry trends, or any advice based that you can share based on your experience. This can be a powerful way to share your perspective and make a lasting impression on your network. And by taking an idea, such as a unique perspective on a challenge in your field or analysis of recent trends, and turning it into a published post, you demonstrate so much initiative and creativity. A different way to tap into the maker spirit is to create a video resume. Making a video resume is such a creative way to showcase your personality, skills, and experience. And this format allows you to go beyond that traditional resume and cover letter by adding visual storytelling elements. You can introduce yourself, highlight your key achievements, and demonstrate relevant skills or projects in a really unique and engaging way. A video resume really shows your initiative and creativity as well. And that gives employers a memorable introduction to who you are. Plus, the process itself, from scripting to filming and editing, lets you transform an idea into a polished product, bringing your professional story to life. Moving on to the next archetype, the scientist. The scientist is described by the Spark body of knowledge about the person who loves to figure things out. Scientists are all about the pursuit of figuring things out. They come alive and they can pursue burning questions, wicked problems, puzzles, riddles, and quandaries. I'm a scientist through and through, and this resonates so deeply with me. How can I use this drive to figure things out in the job search? Well, one thing I love doing is identifying and connecting with hiring managers and recruiters on LinkedIn. And this is the most fun part for me, is finding the right recruiter and hiring manager on LinkedIn, because it really requires researching and figuring out who specializes in your field in the desired roles. When you see a position that you apply to, be a detective. Find that person who is actually in charge of hiring for this role. And this is going to involve using advanced search filters, reading through profiles, assessing their past job postings, and determining if they are hiring for positions that are aligned with your skills. It's a process of strategic outreach where you need to figure out the best approach to connect and engage in a way that captures their attention, potentially solving the problem of getting your profile noticed by hiring professionals. I can't tell you how excited I get when one of my clients applies to a role they are super interested in and then tell me, hey, I can't find the hiring manager and the recruiter for this role. I get so jazzed up. I'm like, oh, I'm on it. I'm going to figure this out. And half an hour later, I'm like, here you go. These are the three people you need to reach out to. Another way I really enjoy tapping into my scientist nature is by analyzing job descriptions and then connecting the dots with my past experience or with a client's past experience. This involves carefully reviewing job descriptions to understand the skills and experiences that are most important for the role, and then figuring out how your past experiences align with these requirements. It's a problem-solving process where you translate your skills, projects, and achievements into language that resonates with the job's demands. And by analyzing each requirement and mapping it to your experiences, you can connect the dots to craft a compelling narrative in your resume, cover letter, interview responses. And that demonstrate so clearly how your unique background makes you an ideal fit for this specific position. Moving on to the next archetype, the essentialist. They are all about order and simplicity. The essentialist impulse is all about creating order, distillation, simplification, and clarity. You think in systems and processes. When you see chaos, mess, complexity, or lack of organization, it triggers an innate urge to create order and simplicity. This is my shadow sparker type, and oh my God, I feel this so deeply. How can we tap into this in our job search? Well, I think most essentialists would agree that spreadsheets are one of the best things that have ever been invented. So what we can use them for is to organize and track our job applications. Job searching can be really chaotic when you apply to multiple roles at once, each with different deadlines, follow-ups, and stages in the hiring process. And by creating a spreadsheet to track your application, you can organize key details like application dates, contact information, follow-up actions, and interview dates in one organized place. This simplifies the process, reduces stress, and ensures that nothing slips through the cracks, allowing you to manage your search with clarity and efficiency. Another way you can leverage your essentialist tendency is to identify and narrow down your target companies. I hear you. It's really easy to feel overwhelmed by the sheer number of companies and job postings available. By identifying your target companies, you create focus and direction in your search. And this activity involves researching potential employers, evaluating their alignment with your career goals and values, and then narrowing down your list to the top companies where you'd like to work at most. And this process of prioritization brings order to this large, unfocused list and gives you a clear path forward, enabling you to dedicate time and energy to the opportunities that matter most. The next archetype is the performer. Performers are all about animating and enlivening moments. In the spark body of knowledge, performers are described as coming alive, then animating, enlivening, and energizing an experience, interaction, engagement, moment, role, or pursuit. They bring interactions alive and infuse them as energy, emotions, connection, trust, and understanding. They have the ability to create a certain energy, safety, and aliveness that opens others up, lets them breathe again, and feel more inspired, connected, and alive. How can you tap into this in your job search? How about creating a video resume? We already talked about this one. A video resume or an introductory video is such an ideal medium for performing and presenting yourself in an engaging way. You can really bring your personality, communication skills, and enthusiasm for your field to life. And that offers such a memorable and personal experience for the viewer. From conveying your passion to sharing key achievements, a video lets you bring dynamic and animation to what might otherwise be a static first impression, a boring resume, giving prospective employers a sense of who you are beyond that paper resume. What is another way that a performer can tap into what makes them come alive in their job search? How about hosting a LinkedIn Live session? Yes, everyone can do that. You can host a LinkedIn Live session to provide a platform to perform, engage, entertain an audience, and you can share valuable insights. You do not have to be the most known, knowledgeable expert in this world on your field. If you know 1% more than others, there is something you can share with this world. And use this platform to share your knowledge, your experiences, what you've learned on your path. You can use this opportunity to discuss industry trends, share tips, or just simply conduct a Q&A about your field. And then you can add storytelling, humor, or visual creativity. And that can make the session enjoyable and really memorable for viewers. And such LinkedIn Live sessions really allows you to interact with real-time comments, respond to questions, and create a lively, engaging experience that showcases your expertise and personality. It's a powerful way to build connections while tapping into your ability to entertain and bring energy to the moment. And talk about positioning yourself as a thought leader and expert in your space. Moving on to the next archetype, the sage. Sages are all about awakening insight. Your sage impulse is to illuminate, teach, and elevate. You live to share insights, ideas, knowledge, and experiences with others in a way that leaves them in some way better, wiser, and more equipped to experience life differently. Where can you tap into this impulse in your job search? How about creating a LinkedIn article or post? We've also mentioned this one before. Writing a detailed LinkedIn article or blog post is an excellent way to share your ideas, insights, and experiences in a structured and informative way. Through an article, you can dive deep into topics you're really interested in, offer advice, discuss recent trends in your field, and that allows you to teach others, to share knowledge, to add value to your network, and demonstrate your expertise, ultimately helping you to establish your personal brand and attract the attention of like-minded professionals and potential employers. Or, as we just mentioned, you can host a LinkedIn Live session. It's such a great platform where you can teach and share your expertise with an audience, whether it's discussing industry trends, providing career advice, sharing knowledge on a specific skill or tool. There is something that you're knowledgeable about and can share with viewers and engage with them in a real-time dialogue. And that activity really allows you to showcase your expertise, answer questions, and foster a sense of community, positioning yourself as a knowledgeable professional and thought leader. Moving on to the next Spark archetype, the warrior. According to the Spark body of knowledge, warriors are all about gathering and leading. Warriors yearn to gather people, organize them, harness their collective energy, assume responsibility, and make decisions so they can then lead them on some form of a meaningful, fun, or challenging quest, experience, mission, or adventure. Where can you do this in your job search? How about you organize a virtual networking event or webinar? Hosting a virtual networking event or webinar allows you to gather professionals from your field, share insights, and lead discussions on relevant topics. This activity enables you to set the agenda, facilitate introductions, and steer conversations, helping participants connect with each other and foster community. By taking the initiative to organize and lead, you position yourself as a proactive networker and connector within your industry, which can make a really strong impression on attendees and potential employers. Or you might be interested in starting a job search support group. Organizing a job search support group allows you to gather individuals who are also job searching in either the same geographic area or the similar industry or field. And by meeting regularly, either in person or online, you can provide mutual support, share job leads, discuss strategies, and offer encouragement throughout the process. Encouragement is so needed when you're going through a tough job search. And leading such a group will not only foster a sense of community, but also expand everyone's network, as each member now can introduce new contacts and share resources. This is so valuable. And acting as the organizer, you can facilitate the discussions, guide the group's activities, and help create a collaborative environment that benefits everyone's job search efforts. The next Spark archetype is the advisor. Advisors are all about guiding to grow. The work of coaching, mentoring, and advising fills them up like nothing else, according to the Spark Endeavors. Now, how can you lean into this impulse in your job search? How about volunteering to mentor junior professionals? Mentoring junior professionals not only allows you to share your experience and provide career guidance, but also helps you stay engaged with emerging trends, fresh ideas, and new perspectives in your field. By coaching others, you're often prompted to reflect on your own career journey, skills, and insights, which can sharpen your self-awareness and communication skills, both critical in interviews and networking. Plus, mentoring expands your network. Mentees may connect you to their contacts or future opportunities, and the act of mentoring itself enhances your credibility and reputation within your industry, making you more visible and attractive to potential employers. Another way to lean into the advisor impulse is to conduct informational interviews. We've touched on this before. Seeking informational interviews allows you to connect with professionals in your desired field, building relationships that can support your job search. And by showing genuine curiosity and asking thoughtful questions, you create a foundation of mutual respect and trust with industry contacts. These conversations not only provide valuable insights into specific roles, companies, and career paths, but also help you establish a network of connections who may remember you for future opportunities, referrals, or guidance. And over time, these relationships can grow into a supportive network that amplifies your visibility and credibility in your field. The ninth archetype is the advocate. Advocates are all about advocating. Their impulse is to shine a light on a situation that needs to be changed. It's about activation and amplification. You are a champion for individuals, communities, populations, causes, ideas, ideals, injustice, and institutions. What are opportunities for you to really tap into this in your job search? The first thing that comes to mind for me is volunteering. Volunteering with an organization that aligns with your interest and champions causes that are close to your heart, whether that's environmental conservation, social justice, mental health, or any other mission. It allows you to connect with like-minded individuals and professionals. And by contributing your skills, you demonstrate commitment to the cause, often catching the attention of leaders and peers within that organization or related networks. Over time, these relationships can lead to new job opportunities, either through referrals, job openings within the organization, or connections with individuals who recognize and value your passions and dedication. This can also lead to board member roles that you can really leverage in your career. Another way to really tap into your love for advocating is by attending events or conferences. Participating in conferences, workshops, rallies, or other gatherings focused on your passion and interest gives you the opportunity to meet and network with other advocates, industry leaders, and organizations that align with your values. These events often attract professionals who are actively working to make change in their field or industry. By engaging with them, sharing your ideas, and making connections, you can position yourself as an informed, motivated individual whose advocacy aligns with the mission of potential employers. This type of engagement can lead to unexpected job opportunities as you become a familiar and respected presence within their circles. Another way to really build a meaningful network that will get you closer to the roles that you're looking for. The final archetype is the nurturer. Nurturers are all about giving care and support. In the Spark Body of Knowledge, they are described as someone who gives care, takes care, offers support, sees, hears, and holds others. You help lift others up and walk beside them when you're needed. There are so many opportunities to tap into this impulse. One is reconnecting with people from your existing network. Reconnecting with people in your network allows you to nurture existing relationships by reaching out, showing genuine interest in their lives, and offering support where you can. This process is not only about job searching, but about checking in, listening, and showing that you care. And by reestablishing these connections, you can create a foundation of trust and mutual support, which often leads to more authentic relationships and potential job referrals as your network sees you as a supportive and engaged contact. Or you can attend networking events in person or virtual. Attending a networking event provides an opportunity to engage with others in your field, offering encouragement, support, and genuine interest in their experiences and goals. By actively listening and showing care in these conversations, you can build meaningful connections where people feel valued and understood. This approach not only nurtures relationships, but also allows you to become a trusted and supportive contact within your network, which can lead to mutually beneficial opportunities over time. Now, here's my challenge to you. Think about what makes you come alive, what energizes you. Maybe it is one of the suggestions I outlined in this podcast. Maybe it is something completely different. But what are the things that really make you come alive? And then think about how can you lean into that in your job search? Will your job search be fun every second of it? No, let's be real. job searches have ups and downs. It is a roller coaster. There will be things that you have to do that might not come natural to you, whether that's writing a resume, going in for the interview, networking. There might be things, filling out an online application, that are not the most fun of the day. But if you can counteract that with activities that you really enjoy and that also move the needle forward in your job search, then lean into those. The more you lean into what comes to you naturally, the more success you will see. Here, I have to share a quick story with you about one of my clients who tapped into her Spreaker type. She was a creative through and through. She did two things in her job search that landed her an amazing executive role. One, she created a video resume. Two, she designed a thank you card herself that she hand delivered to her potential employer. Now, creating the video resume was super fun for her. Designing this thank you card, she loved doing. Nothing makes her happier than designing things. And these two elements set her above and beyond everyone else who applied for the role and made sure she secured the role. And that's really the power of leaning into what energizes you and leveraging that for you to stand out in your field and amongst all the other applicants. And that's a wrap on today's episode on bringing more life and personality into your job search by tapping into your Spreaker type. Hopefully, you're now armed with new ways to approach the process that feel more aligned and maybe even fun. So next time you sit down to a job search, think about how you can weave your own unique style and energy into it. It might just make all the difference. And if you're feeling stuck or need more clarity on aligning your career path with what truly energizes you, book a free career clarity call with me to kickstart your journey. You can book your free career clarity call on careerbloomcoaching.com/consultation. Let's make finding career clarity faster and easier together. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we will see you next time.